What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. And yes, my voice is still shot, but I'm actually feeling pretty good right now. So it's just going to take a few more days for my voice to come on back here. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Quick little program note, next Tuesday in our third hour, Wayne Madsen will be our on-air guest, talking about evidence of blackmail being used to control both John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And also, he's got a new book out about CIA front companies. And you might be amazed to discover how many companies that you hear about all the time are actually fronts for the Central Intelligence Agency. So we're going to be talking about that as well. So anyway, let's get on into it here. Obviously, there is a lot of noise about disruption of the inauguration on Friday, with potentially disruption starting as early as tomorrow. And there's a lot of it. It's obviously well-funded. If you do a Google search on this Disrupt J20 group, they have a lot of professionally produced graphics and videos and so forth and so on. Obviously well-funded, well-organized. And they're basically out there with this claim that they're trying to save the United States from fascism, which is ridiculous because that's what we just got out of. And they're still out there saying they're going to stop the inauguration and prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. Now, that is going to be a little bit tricky because Donald Trump is not required by law to stand up there on the steps of the Capitol building and take the oath of office. He could take the oath of office in a broom closet, and he would still be the president of the United States of America. The only way they're going to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president is either burn Washington, D.C. down, and he can still take the oath in, say, for example, New Jersey. He could take the oath on Air Force One. So it's ridiculous. And they're out there saying stop the Trump-Pence regime before it starts. Are they just being crybabies? Or is there something else? Now, Project Veritas has come out with these videos where they're catching these organizers and leaders talking about some very drastic steps, damaging steps, butyric acid into the ventilation system at one of the venues for the inaugural ball, chaining the trains to the train station so that that system will not work, so that people can't get to the inauguration. And they're talking blockades. They're talking about just trying to shut the entire city down. Now, it's important to keep something in mind. These planned disruptions in Washington, D.C. are not a genuine popular response to the election of Donald Trump. They are a bought and paid for fake color revolution identical to the ones used by the CIA to bring down legitimate elected governments around the world and replace them with dictatorships, and that is what they're trying to do here. That is very obviously the plan. Now, it's an act of desperation. But there does seem to be indications that at least somewhere, some fevered brain actually thinks there's a chance they could pull this off. Now, as you know, ads have been surfacing in newspapers all across the country, hiring paid disruptors, paid protesters to fight against Donald Trump. And one of them is called Demand Protest. And they are paying people a monthly retainer of $2,500 on top of the standard $50 per hour you're actually at an event, as long as you participate in at least six events. Now, the problem is this group has now been linked to George Soros. That's where the money is coming from. Soros is very unhappy that his globalist dream is starting to evaporate, and he's using all of his money to try and fight back. There are ads for these paid protesters in 24 cities across America right now. And the ads simply say, get paid fighting against Donald Trump. Sounds like incitement to revolution to me. And you have to figure, what the heck is going on here? Because over at the Huffington Post, they've run a story that carries the subheader in bold type, Hillary Clinton is the rightful president-elect of the United States. And the article just goes on and on with charts and graphs about why we should ignore the Electoral College, why we should ignore the rules and just go with Hillary's claimed lead in the popular vote, ignoring the fact that pro-Hillary election fraud was documented in at least 5 states. 3 million non-citizens voted for Hillary, and they're not supposed to vote, plus however many dead voters and everything else that was going on. And they're still pushing this idea that Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump should be the president, and now they're talking about inciting a revolution in the streets of America to make that happen. And over at 12160.info, they've got a story saying the rumors of Hillary, the comeback queen, will not go away. There is all kinds of talk and buzz that she still holds out some kind of a hope of grabbing that White House for herself with a coup d'etat. Now, the war of words between Donald Trump and CIA Director John Brennan, it just continues. And Brennan is losing the PR battle here, but he's still going at it. And frankly, what worries me about that, Brennan isn't acting like a man who should be cleaning out his desk at this point. Now, yesterday we had a caller into the show talking about the polonium poisoning of Roger Stone. And I did a little more digging on this matter. It looks to me like this may have been somebody's warning to Donald Trump. We can get at you. We can get rid of you. And I think they chose the polonium because of the links to that assassinated Russian spy, which was blamed on Putin, but more likely done by agents in the West. And by the way, if you're having trouble seeing my website, the children are back at it. They're hacking my server. So Stone is now saying that he was poisoned with polonium, not enough to kill him, he thinks, and we certainly hope. But it's very, very hard. Now, maybe it's just a big tantrum. Maybe all of this is just a lot of whining and crying and, you know, we didn't get what we want, so we're going to roll around on the ground and kick and scream and set a few fires and so forth and so on. Over at Global Research, they're saying basically this soft coup is already collapsing. The CIA is bluffing. Russia did not hack. They're also reporting on the blackmail of John McCain and Lindsey Graham by the CIA. So this may be why Brennan is acting like he's running the country, because in his mind he thinks he is. But one thing is very clear at this point. Obama seeks to create chaos before Donald Trump takes office. In fact, in a lot of ways, Obama is behaving like a rock star on way too many drugs. He's staying at a hotel while he's doing a concert, and before they check out, they just decide to trash the place just for the heck of it. That's the way Obama is behaving right now. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Joe Biden is out there making all kinds of speeches, and he's basically blasting the Trump-Putin plan to collapse the liberal international order. They're now openly admitting their goal is a global government, a liberal global government, with liberalism meaning everything is under government control, what bathrooms you can use, what food you can have, whether or not you can collect rainwater, all of that stuff. And Biden is trying to give globalism the credit for the post-war economic boom in the United States. And that's absolutely not true. The post-World War II economic boom in the United States was based on two factors. One, the United States was the only industrial nation whose industrial base hadn't been bombed into rubble. So everybody had to come to the U.S. to buy new tools, new machines, new ball bearings, and so forth. It was a golden age. And the other part, of course, was the fact that the Bretton Woods Agreement required all of the world's financial centers to conduct international trade and banking using U.S. Federal Reserve notes that were either borrowed at interest or acquired by sending manufactured goods and agricultural produce to the United States in exchange for ink and paper. Now, the economy was already starting to fade from monopoly on industrialism. In fact, our manufacturing went into serious decline, and it was replaced with various scams like the petrodollar. And yes, we did have an economic boom from the tech boom, but that had nothing to do with globalism. That was the technological fallout from the Apollo moon missions. Globalism did not, in fact, have any part to play in the economic history of the second half of the 20th century. But Biden is trying to claim it is. He's trying to say globalism is the only reason we had reasonable lives in the second half of the 20th century. And we have to continue that policy. I mean, they're desperate. Now, right now, today, is an important anniversary. 56 years ago today, Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned America of the military-industrial complex and the danger of having this immense arms industry with so much wealth and political power that it could, in fact, warp the United States to its own continued economic interests, which is exactly what has happened. Now, today we call it the deep state, but Eisenhower saw it coming, and he did try and warn us, and the adults of 56 years ago should have been paying better attention, because that's what happened. Now, interestingly enough, if you are a fan of Judge Andrew Napolitano, and I am, I'm definitely one, apparently he's been spotted for a second time at the Trump Tower. This has fueled speculation that Donald Trump may be considering Judge Napolitano for a position on the U.S. Supreme Court. At the very least, it suggests that Trump is looking at Napolitano for some kind of a key position within his administration. I think that would be a good thing. Of course, there's always that problem of getting confirmations from an openly hostile Congress. And there's going to be basically be a fist fight between Donald Trump and the Congress. And we, the American people, are going to have to stand side by side with President Trump and basically tell the Congress, you go along with these changes or you're out next election. Because we just got done proving that, yes, in fact, working together, the American people can overcome all the election fraud. And 2 years from now, which is the next election, the midterms elections, we're going to have a different election system. And we've got a president who's going to be fully on board with overhauling and reforming that system and taking it away from the current one, which is clearly designed to facilitate and conceal election fraud in favor of something where it's going to be a lot harder for politicians like Hillary Clinton to steal primaries and elections. We need that. Now, a little bit of side news. You probably heard yesterday, former President George Herbert Walker Bush went to the hospital, and initially his public spokesman said it was minor. He's responding to medication. He'll be home in a few days. Apparently, he is suffering a severe respiratory problem, and he required a procedure under sedation. And apparently, Barbara Bush has been admitted to the hospital for fatigue and coughing, indicating that whatever George has, Bush may have picked up. And these are elderly people. George is 92, Barbara's 91. And so they may not be doing very... There are some nasty bugs going around, obviously. And I'm sure George and Barbara got all their required vaccinations, so I don't have no idea why they'd be sick. Now, Ron Paul has issued a warning that freedom of speech is very much under attack in the United States of America by the corporate media, which has lost its monopoly on information flow to the public, and by the government, which is absolutely paralyzed if they cannot lie to you with impunity. Mea maxima culpa. Now, we're starting to see all kinds of polls come out in the corporate media, and a lot of them are directly contradictory, which tells you someplace somebody's lying and fibbing about what's going on. Now, Gallup came out with one poll saying that Obama gets a minus 9% final grade from the public on various aspects of life in the United States. Did we make progress or did we slide backwards? And the end result is we slid backwards. And Americans say the U.S. gained ground only in 4 of 19 policy domains, held steady on one, and lost ground on the other 14. But Gallup also has a poll out claiming Obama is the most admired man in America? That doesn't make any sense. Now, over at IntelliHub, they have an article pointing out that corporate media is releasing more and more rigged polls to say Donald Trump is the least respected president coming in, he's the least supported president, he's got a hideously low approval rating. They're trying to smear and discredit him in the corporate media. But remember, these are the same pollsters who said Donald Trump had no chance of winning the nomination, and then after he won the nomination, no chance of winning the election. And they're still out there thrashing around here and hoping that you won't remember only a few months ago when the media was lying about the poll results. Even the Wall Street Journal got into it. They claim they have a Wall Street Journal NBC poll claiming that Donald Trump is the least popular new president in at least a generation. Well, not to be too kind to them, it was the same Wall Street Journal NBC polls that assured us Hillary Clinton was going to win the election in a landslide. These polls are not measuring public feeling. They're trying to manufacture it in the hope that they will say, oh, 9 out of 10 Americans don't view Trump as legitimate. And they're hoping that you'll go, bah, bah, and just go along with the rest of the flock. But we've kind of outgrown that at this point. The American people have become very skeptical. The American people are tired of being treated like a flock of animals. The American people are, frankly, tired of being treated like morons by the corporate media and the government. And over the decades, it does seem that the constantly growing egos of corporate leaders and politicians, they really do think they're superior because they're willing to lie, cheat, and steal. But the willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill doesn't make you a superior human being. It makes you a human being who's willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And that's all it is. Now, the president of CNN is out there screaming that Donald Trump is trying to delegitimize journalism. That's nonsense. CNN delegitimized itself. And apparently, the CEO's the CNN president's ire wasn't all that great because CNN is requesting a press pass to the inaugural ball. Fox News was just having a story out there. As you know, the corporate media is demanding that Donald Trump stop using Twitter. You will go through us. And Donald Trump says, no, I'm going to go on using Twitter because the corporate media is dishonest. And he's absolutely right. And so the corporate media apparently has the attitude, we don't care if we're dishonest and spinning everything. We don't care if we lie. That's our job. You are required to allow us to filter everything that you say to the American people. Remember when the corporate media was twisting around Ahmadinejad's words to make it sound like he wanted to declare war on Israel? Trump doesn't need that kind of inconvenience right now. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Your husband. husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the news, and, well, can't even really call it news anymore. It's your daily dose of propaganda coming out of that corporate media. Now, Judith Miller, who is currently a Fox News contributor, responded to Obama's commuting of Chelsea Manning's prison sentence by tweeting out how many people have died as a result of Manning's leaks. And everybody jumped all over her and just slammed her. And for good reason. Because back in 2003, she was a New York Times journalist who cited all of this dodgy, later discredited evidence claiming that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. She was one of the people pushing that lie about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. How many people died because of that lie? 4,400 U.S. troops, 31,000 wounded, some of them permanently crippled. These corporate media journalists have absolutely no shame. I think their consciences have to be surgically removed as a condition for employment. They have to demonstrate a talent of being able to stand there with their hair on fire and report they smell no smoke at all whatsoever. Now, Abby Martin is out there pushing back on this constant harangue from the corporate media that the critical reporting on Clinton is why Donald Trump won. And we know that Hillary and the liberal snowflakes are trying to find somebody to blame rather than look at themselves in a mirror. They have a maybe they're all vampires. Maybe they can't see themselves in a mirror. Sort of raises the question, you know, how did Dracula manage to get his hair combed and looking so neat? But here's the point. Reporting on candidates with an honest media is supposed to be critical. That's the media's traditional job, to serve as a watchdog on government abuse and corruption. And let us not lose sight of the fact that if Hillary Clinton and her team had been playing by the rules, both at the State Department and during the campaign, there wouldn't have been anything to be critical about. They're trying to blame the messenger. The attitude is, of course, we're going to break the rules. Of course, we're going to have private email service. Of course, we're going to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders. How dare you report that to the voters? What's wrong with you people? So, all right, let's grab some phone calls. Tim in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing today, Mike?
Well, hanging in there.
I hadn't heard anything about John from his family from the Bahamas or wherever it is down there. Are they doing okay?
I have not heard anything back since the funeral, and I'm loath to intrude as to what's going on down there. But I know there was a huge global outpouring of sympathy and condolences and support. And but at this point, I prefer to, like, just let them have their privacy.
Well, now, you said Lady Claire was a music director in a church?
She's a choir director, yes.
Oh, well, tell her I'm praying for her, because I was that for a little over a year in one of the churches here in Hot Springs, and I know what she's going through. She has to put up the same things I had to put up with.
She's actually been a choir director. Well, she was a choir director before I even met her, and she's had several choirs during our marriage, and she was with her current community, and their existing choir director took off. And Claire just raised her hand and said, I'd be willing to be the interim choir director while you find somebody. And after about, you know, a few weeks, the pastor came back and said, I think we can take interim off, because she's very good. She's
a
very good vocal coach. And, of course, it's an opportunity for Claire to get some of her original works performed, which is why I'm in there being her roadie.
Well, that's great. I wanted to bring back a man who we haven't heard from in a long time. His name is Ralph.
Well, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tim in Hot Springs, and you wanted to enlighten us about Ralph Epperson.
Yeah, I've got three separate points, but the first one is Ralph. He wrote a book called The Unseen Hand, and I don't know how many people know about this book, but it'd be a good book to read if you want to really know what's going on. Bill Clinton made a mistake in 92 whenever he was given one of his addresses, and he was talking about the 12 families that actually control all of our money. And this actually all goes back to money and everything. And behind it, of course, is child pedophilia. And it's all related. But if anybody hasn't heard of that book, it's called The Unseen Hand, and it's an amazing open, and you know it. Yeah, and I would recommend this book. But also, you made a statement yesterday about the pH of your water being about 7.4, and that being neutral. Is that right?
Well, I was. That was supposed to be the ideal pH for the human body. And the issue was that the clean water standards call for a pH of 7.0, which is slightly acidic. And the question was, why are they doing that when having that pH in the ideal range for the human body would seem to make more sense in terms of the public health?
Yes, sir. Well, now, neutral pH is 7.05, actually. It's per hydronium ions, and it's amazing to read about all this. I was I worked in a chemical plant for 15 years, 5 months, and 8 days, but don't tell anybody.
Okay.
but it's simply amazing. The actual pH of our body is somewhere a little below 6, but see, what we add to our body, what we eat, and for fuel, raises or lowers that pH. And, of course, cancers can't grow in a basic environment like you're talking about. And
yes.
That was the reason why in 1919 there was a doctor who got blackballed because of what he was speaking about that. He said, oh, yeah, just raise your pH on your body a couple of tenths and also block the blood supply going to the tumor and you have no more cancer. And it's amazing. They blackballed him over that, Mike. I had to laugh about this because last time I called you, I was talking about the gold trail, of course. And I have a source that's actually told me this is correct now. And I'm not going to say another word about this because, like you, I got attacked on my computer. So I actually turned one on that I had off of Wi-Fi, and it overheated it so bad the only way I could get it back up was in the safety mode. And so I know what you're going through, and I'm glad you're doing this, Mike, because we need more people talking about these things. And it's simply amazing. But, yeah, it all comes back to child pedophilia, Mike. These people are disgusting, abusive people, and I'm glad you guys are speaking out about these things.
Well, you know, I understand that there's a lot of child sexual molestation going on with people in positions of power, authority, and wealth. I don't understand it, whether it's just that, because they get everything they want from life. There's no real challenge, and maybe it's the thrill of doing something so vile and getting away with it. But I really don't understand it, and it to me, being a frustrated daddy, I have a completely different view of how you're supposed to treat children. And it angers me. It's one of the areas where my emotions can sometimes get out of control.
Yes. Well, you know, I know you don't like talking about religion and all, but remember, this all comes back to a sacrifice. In other words, we either serve one God or we serve another God, and I don't want to get any more deeper in that because I know you don't like talking about these things, but they literally serve the God of the underworld, and so that's all I need to say.
Well, you know, that can be their excuse. I mean, the basic reality is good people are going to do good things, bad people are going to do bad things, and both are going to cite some religious doctrine as their excuse and justification. The fact of the matter is, you know, it's almost like both politics and religion somehow make noble the basest of human desires. And maybe that's just a big part of it, that if you're that rich and that powerful or you're wearing the right robes or anything, you feel that you're allowed to do these things.
Yes.
And I don't really understand it, and I don't really plan to invest a huge amount of time studying it. I just think it is evil, and it's vile, and it's wrong, and I'd like to see something done about it. And I have noticed there's a weekly list that comes out of pedophile crimes in the church, and I've noticed lately that list is in fact getting smaller and smaller and smaller as time goes on, and that to me says that maybe the church is finally starting to deal with this. They still want it out of the public eye, but they're still dealing with it. And I'm being deluged with emails about Pizzagate, and you know I am not questioning the reality that the rich and powerful love to have sex with children. We had the Franklin scandal here. BBC's got its own scandals over there, but Pizzagate feels like a setup, like a trap. To lure the independent media into a situation where they can be discredited and possibly sued for defamation. And that's why, basically, I stay away from that.
Yeah. Well, Ed, now, that is true. In other words, that was a false flag on their side. And now I have one more point that was amazing. Last night I was talking to one of my I'm just going to say, I was talking to a man, and he said that he believes now it's about 60% of our CIA has actually went rogue, and that's a concern to me, Mike. So that's the last point. We literally have to have something happen to this one arm of our government, or we are going to have a lot more problems. He was he gave me a reference about this, and I'm not going to say another word, because last time I got attacked so bad on my server that I don't want to say another word about it. But I just want to say God bless, and y'all keep up the good work.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here and switch over to Steve in California. Steve, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey there, Michael. Yesterday you mentioned about pardons. We talked about the commuted sentence of Bradley Manning and Chelsea Manning, and I think that's a great thing. And but I started thinking about, so you mentioned something else. We talked about, you know, pardons for Snowden and Julian Assange, and I started thinking about it. How could Obama possibly give a pardon to Julian Assange when basically he's not in the jurisdiction of the United States government? It would be under an international court if any kind of pardon would be given to Julian Assange, but, you know, he just simply... He gave out information of the corruption, the wrong firings, the accidental bombs and killings of innocent people. He didn't give anything to the enemy to aid the enemy. So I was just kind of curious what you thought about that, because to me that would be under an international pardon if charges were filed on him against an international court, not a U.S. jurisdiction situation where a president can make a pardon for anybody.
Here's the situation. First of all, the only charges that currently exist against Julian Assange is a sexual assault charge, and that one's falling apart because the alleged victim has now gone public that she didn't actually make the allegations that are in the arrest report, which is someplace in Europe. The issue of a pardon for Julian Assange is if he sets foot back in the United States of America, he can be charged under Title 18. Now, the latest word we have is that Assange's lawyer is saying Assange does plan to keep his end of the bargain with the commutation of Manning's sentence. Assange is going to be accepting extradition and come back to the United States of America. Now, it's not going to happen until after Trump is in office. But that's the issue there. Same thing with Edward Snowden. There's two other pardons I'd like to see happen as well. Leonard Peltier, he's going to die in prison if he's not allowed out. And this is a man who, like James Earl Ray and so many others, tragically, has been railroaded into prison for a crime he did not commit for political reasons. And it's time to right that wrong as well.
Well, would the government be able to make, I mean, you might have to explain a little bit to me, I don't understand Title 18, but in Title 18, I would think you would have to have concrete proof to show that what he divulged to the public and the world, the atrocities that were being committed, would have benefited the enemy. And I can't see that to be the case. Could you explain a little bit more about Title 18?
Well, first of all, benefit doesn't have to be demonstrated. Neither does malicious intent. That's why James Comey's excuse for Hillary Clinton never passed muster. But the mere transmission of classified information, and some of this was classified, is basically considered an act of espionage, even if there's no money changed hands or anything at all. And you need to really read Title 18 all the way through and understand the various ins and outs. For example, if somebody leaks you some information to whistleblow, and then you turn around and you ask them for more, that's a Title 18 violation right there, because now you're soliciting an act of espionage. So you have to be very, very careful. I recommend that you read Title 18 all the way through.
Well, there appears to be a war on whistleblowers then. I mean, that's pretty sad that when you can't tell the people what's really going on, because you know we're not going to get the truth from our corporate media, but this guy puts his neck on the line, tells the truth of the atrocities, and he's the bad guy. Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. And Hillary Clinton sells out her country, and they're still saying she should be president.
Amazing. Hey, thanks, Michael. Get better.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jeff in Minnesota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, browser hijacking. Okay, I'm down to My two Dells have crashed, and I can't afford to get them fixed, and my iPad slipped into a mop bucket, and that's done. So I'm down to an iPhone and an old iPhone 5, and I read a lot of blogs, and so many of them, you can't even read, like, one line in the story, and it's taking it to load a app or a game or an ad or wants you to send them your email.
Yeah, it's completely out of control. I mean, as far as, you know, the American public, in fact, the whole world, it's open season on your electronic devices. And the reason is because, you know, the government turns a blind eye. The more malware that's out there, the more you are forced to buy security software, and that stimulates the economy. It's called the broken window effect. And the fact that we probably would...
Is there any, like, anybody that could, like, design a site where you could, like, go to that site and then go out to one of your blogs, and it would tell you what crap it's going to try to throw at you and hopefully disarm it?
Well, there are some websites that you can go to. They can't disarm what's going on. If you're dealing with a browser hijacker, it is on your system, and as opposed to the web server.
Even an iPhone now can have a browser hijacking?
There's browser hijackers on the iPhone and on the Android. It's completely out of control.
So what do we do? How do we...
You go out and you buy security. You can do that. You can do a factory reset and then reload the backup through iTunes. But if it sounds like you don't have your desktop anymore.
Well, what happened? I went to the Apple Store last week, and they used their computer to restore me and set me up. And then when I got home and got on a Wi-Fi and plugged in the power, then it did the restore. But still, it's you can't read more than one or two stories, and it wants to load an ad or a game. I don't need any games or apps.
Yeah, and it is out of control. I wish I could give you more advice, but it's like your privacy. The government won't protect your privacy. You have to take responsibility for it. The government is doing nothing about cybercrime and malware. You have to take that responsibility yourself. And it's a lot of work and a lot of money, and I'm really sympathetic, especially when you look at all this ransomware stuff. I mean, you could almost consider that an act of war. In fact, how does our government know that the ransomware attack plundering the American people isn't an act of war by a foreign country? They're not even looking.
I sold my laptop to a guy, a friend of mine, and I told him, because he didn't really have a lot of web experience, it says, beware of all the free porn, right?
Yes.
And I went to bed, right? And like 5 hours later, I get up and he's got some lock screen. And that was the end of that thing. So 5 hours and it was locked, and I don't know what happened to it, but okay.
Well, I remember some years ago, I bought a laptop used from somebody who was just complaining that it was too slow to use anymore, and she was just going to go buy a new laptop anyway. And so she sold me her old laptop for ridiculously low price. And as is my normal practice, I never plug it into the local network until I've done a clean out on the machine. And I found something like 40 different pieces of malware on this laptop. And after I got it cleaned up, man, it was like brand new. It was really cruising along. But it is... Well, I can't help you on the iPhone. I do know if you go to the App Store, there are security, anti-malware, antivirus apps that you can buy. And but it is an out-of-control problem. And I'm hoping after Trump gets into office, he's going to recognize that this out-of-control cyber malice, cybercrime, is a threat to the economy. He's going to push for laws that are going to have really stiff penalties for the people doing this stuff. Personally, I'm in favor of public crucifixion as a way of deterring more of this stuff. But right now, when we have a government that thinks it's okay for this to happen because it forces us to buy security software, the problem's going to continue.
I think the people that do this should have millstones around their neck and only be allowed to run defrag and nothing else. Okay, we'll see you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, I heard a very effusive caller the other day describe you as the Jimi Hendrix of truth. And I thought that was kind of ironic, because I always sort of think of you as the John Lovitz of truth.
Okay.
Okay. One thing I wanted to mention about Assange, I just heard you say something about him allowing himself to be extradited in response to this
yes.
commutation of the sentence. I heard someone else challenge that earlier today by pointing out that commutation is not the same as pardon. And supposedly he stipulated, you know, that Chelsea Manning were pardoned. Of course, commutation doesn't negate the verdict, whereas a pardon negates the verdict, I believe.
No, a pardon is not the same thing as an exoneration. Okay, hang on there. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Glenn in Philadelphia about the difference between a pardon and a commutation. Both are forms of what is called clemency. And the difference between them is a commutation simply says you've served enough time in jail, we are letting you out. Okay? A pardon does not exonerate the crime, but it's an official forgiveness. And the difference between the commutation and the pardon is a pardon restores certain rights, such as the right to vote and to own firearms, which you do not get with a commutation. That's the difference between them. But neither one represents exoneration of the crime itself, and neither one can allow you to recover any fines that you that were imposed on you.
Gotcha. So that sounds like the that makes a lot of sense. I think the distinction I heard being made earlier was incorrect. What you're saying sounds correct, and so that so this commutation is then sufficient for Assange to submit then to extradition or whatever.
Well, that's Assange's that's Assange's decision to make, and apparently that is the decision that he did make, according to his lawyer.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Should be interesting to see what transpires. Actually, with all this talk about assassinations running, about these days, there might be some concern about his physical safety because, even if he's brought back to the U.S. There are still people who, bear him ill will and are probably afraid of things he could release in the future. So I would think he would still need to be a pretty well-protected guy, whether in or out of jail.
I imagine so. I mean, there's a lot of wet work going on right now, and anybody who's involved in speaking truth to power has to be very vigilant and very careful and really have an eye on their security.
Amen. All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Bye. All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. What's on your mind today? Dustin, are you there?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah. Well, I actually feel good. My temperature is normal. It's just the voice is taking a while to recover.
Hey, Mike, one of the things before I talk about the topic I called is a lot of people, if you have ability to use a wired connection over wireless, I'd pick wired over wireless any day.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in agreement. Wi-Fi can be hacked from outside. We know that the Wi-Fi routers themselves can be hacked. And even if you have people who are trying to find out about you, using a wireless mouse and keyboard is broadcasting everything that you are doing to the immediate neighborhood. And so, here at Holly Rivero, it's all wired keyboards, wired mice, hardwire wherever possible. We do have Wi-Fi, but it's extremely secure, and certain things are not allowed to happen over it.
Yeah, wireless is just too prone to interference for certain.
I agree. Yeah, I'm going to hold you over here because I got a weird story to share with you.
Hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
so you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.